Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, the topic is a pitch black comedy, and it's called Suburbicon.
It's produced by the Coen brothers, who did Fargo, one of my absolute favorite films, directed by George Clooney. I like the title. I thought this was going to be fun, but it was a misfire.
It was. And you know what? This is a very interesting premise, and it's just that it takes a really deft touch to handle this kind of pitch black comedy.
Yes.
And do it in a way that's effective. And it's meant to be a poke in the eye to our vision of what the idyllic 50s suburban America was really all about. It touches on issues of racism and of, you know, our consumerism and
yes.
our need for wealth and power and all those kinds of things. However, it just didn't work. It was like fingernails on the chalkboard.
Oh, it was. Matt Damon is the husband who is married to Julianne Moore. And they live in a Stepford wife kind of environment in their neighborhood. They have the little boy. A African-American family moves in next door. And Julianne Moore has a twin sister who is hospitalized, who happened to be Matt Damon's wife. Anyway, I don't want to give away the plot, but the whole thing is Julianne Moore probably had the only deft touch that you talked about of playing this in sort of a weird, satiric way. Matt Damon, with all the gratuitous violence and blood, it wasn't funny. It was just purposeless. It just didn't work. And the little boy was probably the best actor, but it was the wrong film. Maybe it was George Clooney's direction. I don't know.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.